This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. With all the negativity going on in this world, it's nice that we have a headline about Disneyland. I am just thrilled that we got something about Disneyland. Okay, let's cheer us up a little bit. Apparently, Disneyland Paris. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Paris. And if you were in Paris, would you stop everything to go to Disneyland? I mean, that's kind of my thought. I finally had a chance to go to Paris. We were only there for 2 days. There was no way I was going to stop not, you know, seeing something in Paris to go to Disneyland. But I got it. From what I hear, Disneyland Paris is phenomenal. And apparently, they're going to get a $2.5 billion expansion as they're getting Marvel, Frozen, and Star Wars attractions. Now, very interesting, and tell me if I'm wrong, but everybody that has ever told me they've been to Disneyland in Paris say there's no lines. And I think it's because school doesn't get out till like July. And so if someone's in Paris in the spring or summer, there's no lines. And so that may make the trip worth it. Because I can't stand going to Disneyland in Anaheim and waiting for an hour, hour and a half. But anyway, so Walt Disney Company has announced plans to spend $2.5 billion with a B dollars to expand Disneyland Paris. Apparently, during an event, the French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris, Walt Disney Company Chairman and Chief Executive Robert Iger announced its expansion to have Marvel, Frozen, and Star Wars added. Apparently, they are also going to be on in our neck of the woods, putting $1 billion to build the 14-acre Star Wars expansion at Disneyland, plus a similar land for another $1 billion in Walt Disney World in Orlando. And they're also going to do some upgrades. So, the expansion of Paris will roll out in three phases, beginning in 2021. Disney said it's also going to add a lake, which will connect the three areas. Now, Euro Disney is a 5,500-acre project in Marne-la-Vallée, or if I pronounce that right. It's about 20 miles outside of Paris. And apparently, it got off to a rocky start. It's called Euro Disney. Opened in 1992, there were labor disputes and complaints that there wasn't enough European flavor, and attendance was down. So Disney invested about $1.3 billion in 2014, and then attendance and revenue began to rebound. Plus, they added Big Thunder Mountain, It's a Small World, and Peter Pan's Flight. Not sure why they wouldn't have those big rides. I hear that the Indiana Jones ride in Paris is a roller coaster as opposed to you sitting in a car and rocking around in the one in Disneyland, which is pretty cool. Okay, unfortunately, the resort took a hit after the 2015 Paris terrorist attacks. Attendance dropped nearly 10%, only 13.4 million visitors in the fiscal year. And so the park has reported marginal improvements, some increase in attendance. I told you, there's not a lot of people that go now. So it's kind of easy, you know, not a lot of lines. And it looks very similar to Disneyland. By the way, the castles, I didn't realize that every Disneyland has a different castle. Did you guys know about this? So I think, okay, so I think the Snow White and the Seven Dwarf castle is the original one at Disneyland. Am I right or no? Or is it a Sleeping Beauty castle? I think it's Sleeping Beauty castle. Yeah, okay, so Sleeping Beauty castle, named after Walt Disney 1959 animated film, and has pink and blue, but it's small. The Disneyland castle in Disneyland is a lot smaller than Disney World. It's about 77 feet, but it looks pretty. And they have that in California. They also have that in Hong Kong Disney. Then they have the Cinderella Castle, and the Cinderella Castle is a lot more extravagant. That we see at the Magic Kingdom in Disney World and in Tokyo Disneyland. Again, if I ever had the opportunity to go to Tokyo, I don't really think I would, you know, go to the castles or I would go to Disneyland. But I love Disney that I think I would, like, take an extra day. And I hear it's really expensive. You got to be careful with that. And then I guess in Paris, the Disney Hotel. Well, then I don't know what the Paris Disney Hotel is. I heard or the Disney castle. I don't know. I hear it's like really, really fancy, too. Okay, I guess I don't know what the different castles are. Sorry. You know, I have boys. They really weren't into the princesses and Belle and Ariel and I forget Aladdin's princess. She was pretty, too. My boys were never really into that. I mean, they liked the Disney movies. They never saw Dumbo. You know, they were born in 2000 and 2002. So, you know, they did like Aladdin. They hadn't seen The Lion King, so I made them see that. But they're more of the Pixar age of Nemo and that kind of thing. And so if I go, oh, look, it's Beauty and the Beast. They're like, huh? You know, the boy, and you know, boys used to think it was cool. I mean, my brother watched all the Disney movies growing up. Did he like them? I don't know. Did he sing the songs? I don't know. You know, Disney really seems to attract girls now. When Disney first started with Mickey Mouse, it could be for anybody. Mickey and Minnie Mouse, it was brilliant because it could entertain anybody, even adults. And so Disney has had to really, really work hard to make these movies that adults like. Frozen, I still haven't seen the whole thing. I've only seen parts. It looks like a good movie. I don't think the average dad is going to want to sit there and take their kid. But the average dad does like Disneyland. So this is what I would recommend for Disneyland, right, at any of the places. Figure out what to do with the lines and the crowds, because you're getting us all excited about this whole Star Wars and multiple acre attraction display. And there's a chance that if I make it to Disneyland, there is no way I am going to get through one or two of the rides. Guardians of the Galaxy, by the way, opened up at Disneyland. I wrote a review of it. It's interesting. It's a good ride. They redid the Tower of Terror. But if you miss a small window, you are basically forced to be in a 90-minute line. And you can't lose your whole morning to one ride. So I would really recommend Disneyland figure out what to do. So, you know, I don't know, close the park. You know, limit it to certain numbers of people. But I think it's ridiculous. All right. When we come back, we're being told that during the Florida shooting, EMS team members were not able, they were blocked from entering the school. We'll tell you why. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny and Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are being told that emergency medical service teams responding to the Parkland High School shooting last week were blocked from entering the school to help the victims. Now, there's a reason for that, but it's sent shocking headlines throughout the news circuit today. 3 high-ranking officials close to law enforcement response at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School on February 14th told Fox News that there was a delay in allowing the responders into the school. 2 of those sources said some of the EMS teams were told they weren't allowed to enter the school, and one of those individuals said the command came straight from the Broward Sheriff's Office. They say what's going to come out is in the communications on several circumstances, there was the request to enter and the request was denied. So the information comes obviously as pressure mounts for answers as to why the February 14th massacre occurred, where 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz opened fire on his former classmates, coaches, and teachers, killed 17 and injuring 14. And a Broward spokesperson said in the memo released Saturday that there are multiple investigations being conducted into the shooting. As we know, not only the officer Scott Peterson, who was assigned to the school, has been, I believe he resigned because he did not enter, that two others had been put on leave. And we don't know too much detail as to why and what they did. This could have been a part of it. Now, the memo read, investigators will not be rushed or asked to jump to conclusions. And the reason why is, when it comes to EMS, it has been a rule of thumb to not allow emergency medical services to enter an active shooter scene until it's safe. And so I know that kind of shocks a lot of people, and a lot of people that are first responders, a lot of them, God bless our first responders, a lot of our paramedics and EMTs will say, I don't care about the shooting, let me go in there and help. Just, you know, when you watch a movie, whenever you see a movie and you see a hostage situation, do you ever see paramedics allowed to walk into the bank or walk into the hostage situation? No. The paramedics have to stay. You know, the paramedics have to stay behind the line as well. And having a paramedic or a first responder go in there and be shot and become a victim themselves doesn't help other first responders. So it's unfortunately routine to have emergency services wait until they could attest to their safety. So they say their investigations are thorough and methodical, as they will take and compare witness statements, review dozens of incident reports, transcribe and analyze numerous radio transmissions, and they will listen to more than 80 911 calls. But officials who spoke to Fox News suggested that the problem came from the sheriff's office itself when they were stopped from entering the school on the day of the shooting. Multiple sources said that instead of letting EMS enter, the school police officers and deputies were bringing victims out to be treated. One of the sources said they wonder if the method was detrimental to victims. So the big question is if the scene was secure and there was no more shooting, were medical responders prevented from entering and helping, and then why? And again, usually that happens when police think the scene is not safe, but police will advance and then they will try to drag out victims as they can as they proceed. Again, that's not that rare. What would be very confusing is if the scene was secure and EMS had let us go in there, they said, no, yet, we're still figuring this out. Then that's a problem. Three officials confirmed the response went against EMS training, standard EMS training, in which teams of highly trained doctors follow police into emergency situations. We're trained to go in behind the advance team to engage the shooter. We're trained to get in behind them with a security contingent of law enforcement. It's my understanding that didn't happen right away. There was a delay. So now we're talking about the team that would come in behind the police, not so much to address victims as much as to address the shooter and to calm him down and respond in that way. They say a seasoned emergency medical responder who was one of the first of the scene said that they did the wrong thing. Everything I was trained on mass casualty events said they did the wrong thing. You don't wait for the scene to be cleared. You go in immediately armed, retrieve the victims. You can't leave the victims laying there. So obviously there's some confusion as to what is supposed to happen. Okay? You know, most protocols say EMS or paramedics cannot go in until the scene is clear. Other emergency medical responders that need to go in there, them being armed, were prevented. And again, why? And we're still wondering why Scott Peterson, the original armed guard that was on duty, did not enter the school. There was an active shooter inside. He released a statement after he resigned from his job, saying he felt his actions were inappropriate. He said he feels he will eventually be exonerated of accusations of dereliction of duty. So why was he told not to enter? You know, that's tough, too. If he wanted to enter and he was told not to, remember, when he resigned, two other people were as well. If somebody said stand down and do not enter and he had to listen to them, he now looks like the bad guy when he wanted to go in there. And what would have made him a good guy is if he blew off the, you know, his order and went in to help. So we have some cleanup to do. We have some problems. Okay. We didn't handle this well. Parents are mad. People are ticked. You know, I read an email of one of our Facebook listeners who is beside themselves that nobody's asking teachers what they want. And many teachers want to be armed. Many teachers want to do more than using their body as a shield. And me as a medical provider, I want a lot more done when it comes to mental illness. You have somebody that wants to stab another student or run over students or kill students or use a semi-automatic weapon to kill and massacre a bunch of students, that kid will show some warning signs that they're kooky. And we need to catch them before they decide to do this. Them being suicidal could be one flag, although not all mass shooters or terrorists are suicidal or may have had a previous attempt, but they may display that. Pediatricians now are calling for depression screening of all teenagers, regardless of warning signs. So the American College of Pediatricians have published new guidelines recommended that doctors screen all children over 12 years old for depression every year, at least once a year. And they feel that 60% of teenagers are undiagnosed that have depression. Now, we believe that 2% of American children suffer from depression, but recent studies say the condition goes undiagnosed that as much as 60% of people under the age 18 have it. And I agree with that. The average teenager, I mean, think back to your teenage years. Were you the happiest? Were you moody? Right? Did you get dumped? Did you hate having acne? It is such a rough time. Did you hate your parents? Could you not stand living at home? Did you not know what you wanted to do with your life? It is a real, real rough time for kids. And I would venture to say most kids have at least some sort of depression. They might not be clinically depressed, but some sort of depressed or anxiety or anxious episode at some point in their childhood. So I agree with screening. I would even do it yearly. I would do it quarterly, to be honest. All right. So the revised guidelines have been in the works for years, are long overdue. The new guidelines recommend that all pediatricians give their patients a survey to screen for early warning signs of depression and other mental health and behavioral issues. Now, some people say, well, nobody's going to fill out a survey correctly. Actually, you'd be surprised. Okay? You know, they'll ask questions, and some kids may say yes, no. Now, you may have some kids that go, look, I just want to get out of here, so I'll just answer no to everything. But you have some that'll, yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. You have some kids that really do want help. Rates of depression, anxiety, and suicide among teenagers have all risen at a huge pace over the last several years. Now, maybe we've always had issues and people would drink, you know, their troubles away or smoke pot or whatever. And, you know, now we have, it's not something that people hide. You know, in the 80s, nobody wants to say they suffer from depression or they need Prozac. Now, people say all the time, oh, I need my Prozac prescription, or I need my Paxil prescription, or I need a Valium. People are a lot more open about their medical issues. So it may look like that there's more. And so, but I would venture to say the average teenager has depression, or at least some sort of depressed episode. And even one episode, they don't have to be clinically depressed, but even having a dip in their mood could be a dangerous time for others and themselves. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, we'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio. radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you probably at work see your coworkers stand at their desk. And so they asked, I don't know, is it human resources or facilities or somebody, to change up their desk. And that's been the new craze, right? Stand-up desks. I like the idea of treadmill desks. I don't know really how much I would get done on a treadmill desk, but I do like the idea of moving and walking, and I think that's it's a great modification. But standing at a desk, I haven't jumped on yet. I haven't tried to re-outfit my desk where I stand and work. I just haven't done that yet because I have varicose veins, you know, and I don't really want to make them worse. Well, now there's a study that says these may be bad for your health. So, standing desks have always been considered healthier, but a 2017 study reminds us that prolonged standing causes discomfort, but also may cause reduced reaction time with your brain. This is new research from Curtin University in Australia. Now, a 2017 study published in the Journal of Annals of Internal Medicine found that if you sit for 13 hours a day, it's linked to early death. Okay? So we know that. And another study in 2017 found that prolonged standing could also have health and productivity impacts. And they found that if you worked on computers at standing desks for 2 hours, study participants reported discomfort, muscle fatigue, and lower limb swelling. And in addition to physical problems, they had mental issues. Participants' reaction times and mental states deteriorated over the course of the experiment. Although they did find that if you were at a standing desk, you did appear to be a little bit more creative. So the study was published in the journal Ergonomics. Rochelle Baker from Curtin University and Australian colleagues found evidence that as they observed 20 individuals working at standing desks for 2 hours, they had discomfort in their low back, their lower limb, and they even found that they could be at more risk for heart disease and swelling of veins, like in the legs, and their mental reactiveness deteriorated. So, the researcher said that these observed changes suggest a prolonged standing needs to be undertaken with caution. The observed changes suggest replacing office work sitting with standing should be done with caution. There are health risks associated with prolonged standing in a laboratory study involving 2 hours of prolonged standing, which we already talked about. Now, this is a small study. They only looked at 20 people, you know. But in the 2017 issue of the American Journal of Epidemiology, that looked at 7,000 people. And that found that those who stand at work for prolonged periods of time were at greater risk for cardiovascular disease and other health issues. So it's the inactivity that's the problem. Standing uses more muscles. You may be working on the core. You may be using more muscles than sitting, but it's not going to be a panacea to all our medical issues. And, I don't know what the answer is. If you look back into the olden days, we didn't live longer back then. We still had heart attacks. That's what really got to kind of take this with a grain of salt. Let's go back to the 20s and the 30s and the 40s, maybe even before then. You'd walk to work, right? You'd walk to your factory. You didn't really have cars. You didn't really have buses until later, right? Maybe you had bicycles, so maybe you rode a bicycle in. Or maybe you'd ride a horse. And I know we rode horses around the place. But to get to your work or to get to your barn or farm or to get to the market, you walked. So you had a significant amount of activity in the beginning and leaving. You also stood while you worked. Maybe you sat while you worked. Maybe you took a lunch break. But you stood and you sat and you went back and forth in between. Excuse me. Then you came home. I think we had a lot more sex than we did. See, now people have porn and internet, so I don't think they're engaging with their spouses as much as they should. But you had to cook your dinner. You couldn't just pick it up in the car. So that took activity. Then you'd play with the kids because you didn't have television. So you'd wrestle with them or you'd yell at them or you'd chase them around the house, get them bathed, put them to bed, and then you'd have sex and you'd go to sleep. And you would also go to sleep when, you know, it was nighttime. You didn't have artificial light keeping you awake, okay? You know, you'd shut down the light. You'd do some reading. Maybe you'd use candles, etc. So it was a much different lifestyle. Did we still have heart attacks in our 40s? Yeah, we did. I mean, the main reason why we're not having, you know, a lot of the medical maladies that we did is because we have medical advancements. But we did have a more active lifestyle back then. But did we live longer? So we want to recreate what our forefathers did, right? Or our parents or grandparents did. But not necessarily does that mean it's healthier. Standing in the factory all day long wasn't good for your health. Sitting as a seamstress all day long wasn't good for your health. So we need to find a good balance. And we need to go back old school, but we also need to harness some of the knowledge that we have with modern medicine. We know now that we don't lick the, you know, the pen wick Okay, we know not to do that. We know not to test if the x-ray works by x-raying our hand each day to make sure the machine is working. I mean, there's a lot of things that we don't do that we used to do. We don't use asbestos in our buildings. Okay, we try to consume less lead. We filter our water. That's fine. But with technology, we're going to be at risk of sitting more and becoming more obese. And deciding to stand all day doesn't necessarily help. Now, the other thing, too, that's been studied is, okay, well, let's say you do your workout in the morning. If you sit all day at work, see, like me, I do a 20-minute workout in the morning, and then I do a 40-minute to an hour workout every night. And I do that because I want to negate the sitting effect of me sitting behind a microphone or sitting or standing for an extended period of time at work. There was a study saying it doesn't negate it. Just the fact that you sit for an extended period of time is what's bad. Now, I have one of these Apple iWatches, and it always tells me to breathe. It tells me what my heart rate is. It tells me how many steps, and it always reminds me to stand up. It's very interesting. At the 49-minute mark of each hour, I'll be on air, and my phone will go telling me to stand. So maybe that's what we have to do. We have to, for every hour of work, make sure we walk around for 15 minutes. Rather than these stand-up desks, rather than these sit-down jobs, maybe what we have to do is get up. I mean, look at the hunter and gatherer days. You know, they would still have to stop to pick things, and then still have to rest. I mean, you know, they weren't actively moving all the time. You do have to rest. You do have to sit. You know? So incorporating that, it's going to be tough. It really is. We're chained to our desks. We're chained to computers. You know, I see the students, you know, and them studying off their computers and their iPads, etc. You know, they don't want to sit and just study. They'll exercise in between. But, you know, almost every aspect of our lives has to do with sitting. Our computers, our TV, our, you know. And so, you know, these standing desks, yeah, they're nice. I just don't think they're what they're cracked up to be. And they recommend not doing it more than 2 hours. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the DASH diet is back in the news. And according to the American Academy of Neurology, the DASH diet not only helps your heart, but it also helps reduce depression. Now, DASH diet is low salt, more fruits, vegetables, whole grains. And when they looked at 964 participants with an average age of 81, they looked for symptoms of depression. And they compared the Western diet, Mediterranean diet, and the DASH diet. And the DASH diet developed to lower blood pressure, seemed to do really well when it came to reducing depression. So it's something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DALY. We'll be right back.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Speak, speak. speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when you were in school, when you liked a boy or a girl, did you sext them? Did you give them a picture of yourself naked? I didn't. All right. I was horrified of letting anybody see myself naked. I would maybe send a little note saying, do you like me? Check the box, yes, no, and they would send it back going, who's this? And then I'd be like, I'd stand up in class, me, And then you see them go, no, 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 no. I was not an easy kid to like when I was younger in terms of that. She's too loud. Well, apparently sexting among teens, which we talked about yesterday, is very common. And it could be as high as 60% of our kids. A new report in the Journal of JAMA Pediatrics wants to clarify why this is the new normal for teens. Child development researcher Sherry Madigan of the University of Calgary and her colleagues scoured all the data they could find about sexting behavior. And what is sexting? It's when you, quote, share sexually explicit images, videos, or messages through electronic means. So, sexting will include you sending a message like, I want to blank you. That would still be considered sexting, okay? Which to me would still horrify me as a mom. Madigan's team vetted 122 studies related to sexting and selected 39 that they judged to be of, quote, moderate or high quality. These 39 studies included data on 110,000 teenagers aged 17 and under who lived in the U.S., Canada, Europe, Australia, South Korea, and South Africa. And these are the 10 things they discovered. So number one, at least 15% of teenagers have sent a sext message at least once in their lives. Among the 34 studies that included data, the average prevalence was 14.8%. So one in seven kids admitted to this. Now that's admitted. How many kids have done it and are trying to hide it? These are 1 in 7 teens admitted or bragged about sending a sexually explicit message, photo, or video of themselves. Now, somebody could say, whoa, 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 sending a sexually explicit photo. So if you send to your buddy a picture of Demi Lovato or whoever the guy's like now these days, would that be considered sexting? Well, if you're sending any sexually charged messages to each other, or meme, yeah, that could technically be. So my guess is even more. Now, they say more than 27% of teens have received a sext message. That is based on data from 20 studies that inquired about the incoming sexts. That's a hard word to say with a lisp. So a higher have received than sent. And the researchers said this discrepancy could reflect the fact that one person could send a message to multiple recipients. It's also possible that teens are more comfortable acknowledging that they received it than they sent one. See, a kid may not want to admit because they think they're doing something illegal. So they're not going to say they did that. But they'll say, oh, yeah, I got them, because it presumes innocence. They've also concluded that sexting is becoming more common. The more recently teens were interviewed, the more likely they were to say to have sent or received one. Nearly 1 in 8 have forwarded a sext message without consent. So let's say I like a boy, and I sent him something very provocative. He, without my knowledge, 12% of the time possibly sent it, or 12% of the guys I would have done that with, would send that to somebody else. And that's admitting it. That's what you got to tell your daughters and sons, where they send a picture of their body part or something provocative. That's going to be forwarded to other people. 5 of the 39 studies included in the analysis asked teens whether they pass along a sext from someone else without asking for permission first. 12% said yeah. Those are the ones that admitted to it. This is called non-consensual sexting. Huge concern. More than 1 in 12 teens have had their sexts passed along to others without their permission. That's based on 39 studies, 8% of the teens, where if you send a sext, there's a 1 in 12 chance that is going to be forwarded to someone else. My guess is even higher. Girls were just as likely as boys to send or receive these sexy messages. Everybody thinks, well, it's a guy thing. No. Well, they say the data does not support that it's just girls, you know, sending naked photographs to boys. It's vice versa. And sexually explicit messages by girls as well. You know, it's interesting, hearing what the kids are going through with high school. I mean, I knew that some girls were fast in my high school, and it wasn't a lot of them. But I guess now it seems like the percentage is a lot more open. And the stereotype of the boys being the aggressor doesn't always fit. They say the older the kids get, the more likely they are to send or receive a sex message. That does make sense. Older teens may be more in that exploratory mode of their sexuality, being reported by LA Times. I get that. Also, older kids may be more likely to have smartphones. And smartphones are the most popular medium for sexting. Even though they say duh to this, they're portable, they're convenient technology, you could bring them in to you with the bathroom, you could hide it, then erase the message, etc. So apps have also reinforced this impression of privacy, but it's not private on a phone. The actual amount of teen sexting is probably higher than what is reported in this study. That makes sense. Okay? And there's reason to think that sexting could become more common among tweens. Now, tweens are average age of 10, 11 years old. And don't underestimate what these kids are going through puberty and their hormones are racing and also what they're goaded into doing. You know, we thought that Tide Pod Challenge was stupid. How many of us thought that was really dumb? I did. The Tide Pod Challenge was so stupid where these kids are making a video of themselves on YouTube putting those little Tide detergent pods in their mouth, and then they accidentally break in their mouth, and they're, you know, burning their esophagus and all sorts of stupid stuff. Well, you know, kids aren't always using YouTube as a medium to do things. They are urging people on their phone to send stuff. Now, I'm guilty of yesterday. I didn't send a sext. I didn't do that. But I have a buddy who needed me to write a recommendation for him to get credentialed at a hospital. And I have no problem admitting this. It's not illegal, okay? I texted him, letting him know that I did his recommendation. I filled out his evaluation form. And then I said, I hope I spelled blank blank correctly, okay? So I called him the A word, okay? And letting him think that I spelled that and that I put that in his evaluation. Now, that wouldn't be so much sexting, okay? Because it wasn't of a sexual nature. I was cussing at him, and I was pretending that I wrote that on his evaluation. We do that a lot, by the way. Whenever we have to evaluate each other, you know, sometimes hospitals will ask, you know, for a peer evaluation. I will do a fake evaluation showing me rip them to pieces, you know, and then say, yeah, this is what I turned in on you. And they're like, well, like, no, 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 that's not what I put in. Turned in. Anyway, so if I'm doing it at my ripe age of 29 years old, you could just bet that kids are in class cussing each other out on their phones. And it used to be a lot more difficult to communicate in class because you would have to actually pass a note. That's why I came up with the flip-off game in medical school, where I could flip somebody off in the middle of class because it was just too hard to pass a note, and the teacher asked for the note, and then there's evidence. So now that kids use their phone, it's just one step away from cursing at somebody to then turning it into a sexually explicit message. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.